We're now joined by a woman who's played 77, well, made 77 caps for the Matildas and would be celebrating this morning. Lydia Williams, Matildas goalkeeper. Good morning to you. How are you?
Running on about 2 hours sleep, but I'm good.
Take me through your night, Lydia. What happened? When did you find out?
We actually found out, I think it was about 2 a.m. this morning. So we were ready for the pre-announcement from midnight. Got about, left all the media stuff at about 8. So we had a good kind of 3 hours, and then the announcement was at 2.
And did you get the feeling that you'd secured the bid, or it was going to be a positive announcement? What were the feelings in the last 5 or 10 minutes before you got that announcement? Did words start to filter through, or do you just wait until everyone else finds out?
Oh, it's waiting until everyone else. You hope you kind of put out everything into the universe that's positive, and the feedback you get is positive. But really, it comes down to, you know, a vote that the FIFA council does, and you don't know the result until they read it out live on TV.
Lydia, can I ask, what is the feeling like now, knowing you've got this World Cup here on home soil? What does that mean for you guys?
Oh, it's incredible. I think never would we have thought when we first started playing that we'd won a home World Cup. And, you know, it's obviously a long process. It's been 4 years in the making, us being heavily involved in the last year or so. And, you know, just riding a couple of days, 3 days to go. And then now we're going, oh, it's here. So it's pretty incredible.
I can only imagine, Lydia, you'd have a WhatsApp group with all the girls. Messages have been coming thick and fast.
Oh, yeah. It's gone wild. So it's great. Everyone's just so excited.
And Lydia, you've done a lot of work in the community with Indigenous Australians as well. And, you know, what would that mean, and what impact could that have on that community?
I definitely think it could help out the Indigenous community a lot. I think it could be obviously inspiring a lot of Indigenous kids, but also, you know, start a pathway to promote more football and hopefully bring more Indigenous people into the Matildas, Socceroos and Australian football.
We always talk about soccer in this country, Lydia, being, you know, a sleeping giant. What will this do for not only women's football, but football in general in Australia, winning this World Cup?
Oh, it would boost everything football in the country. I just think, you know, being a part of a World Cup before, multiple, and just seeing all the fans that come out and just watch, and the stadiums that are full, and just how much Australians love any sport, let alone there's going to be the best of the best in showing for women's football in a couple of years' time. I just think it's just going to boost everything in every way in the country, and it's really exciting.
Yeah, Lydia, I've no doubt that every single woman footballer would want to be a part of this World Cup campaign. What does that mean in and around preparation now? Obviously, you've still got plenty of time, but individually and as a team, is this something that is spoken about regularly in regards to, you know, preparation? Everything we do is looking towards this World Cup?
You know, I think we prepare as it's a normal World Cup. Everything we kind of do, make sure you're at a good club, you're doing everything you need to. But this is kind of like a sleeping giant in a way that we've never had to prepare for a home World Cup. And I think the pride that Australians have for their country and New Zealanders it opens up another can of worms. I think that's just going to motivate us even more. So, yeah, it's kind of exciting to see what's going to happen in the next, you know, 2 years leading up to 2023.
Yeah, it's exciting, Lydia, and I think we can feel it. And, you know, we've already received phone calls and text messages this morning about how good it'll be for Australia and New Zealand. But that'll obviously place added pressure on the girls. What, after winning the World Cup, what would be a minimum expectation for the Matildas going into that 2023 World Cup? I know things can change between now and then, but is the minimum requirement to be successful to make top 8, quarterfinals, semifinals, or go on and win it? I know everyone wants to win it, but what's minimum expectation?
I mean, I think we always want to beat or improve on what we've done last time. And obviously the best result we've had was you know, making it to the quarterfinals and finishing seventh. So I think always we want to improve on that. Always we want to win it, obviously, but we want to go out there and put on a show and leave everything on the pitch. And for us, if we do that, then, you know, we could definitely go to the final.
Picture this, Lydia. You've got the FIFA Women's World Cup trophy and you're taking it back to Kalgoorlie, where you grew up. How good would it look in downtown Kalgoorlie?
Oh, it'd be great. I better have a parade for sure. That would be sick. right down Hannon Street.
Outstanding.
Lydia, does this give you an extra spring in your step? You know, because as you get older, you always, you know, find and you need ways to motivate yourself to keep going. But now that you see that World Cup there, does this give you that added motivation now to be, well, more dedicated than what you've ever been?
Yeah, I think it's kind of the things that you're like, it's unbelievable. You don't come into a sport wanting to get a home, anything. You just love it and you play it because you have this joy and you get so much out of it. And I think just this happening right now just kind of really motivates me to, you know, just give it all I got. I think it definitely does put a bit of a pep in your step. It makes you really proud to be Australian and obviously New Zealander, but the bid that we put to FIFA and to the world and that we won. So I think it's definitely a massive pride thing.
I think the great thing about the bid as well, I mean, 10 years ago when we bid it for the Men's World Cup, it was very much, you know, we were laying out the Paul Hogan stuff, and which is all great. We love all that. But this time it was very much about you girls and what you girls can achieve, and it was focused on the players. Did that resonate with you?
Yeah, I definitely think so. And it touched a lot on the multiculturalism of Australia. And, you know, if it's a World Cup, you know you're going to get people from all over the world coming and visiting your country. So for us, it's, you know, it's home. That's what Australia is, this inclusive country of everyone, of all cultures, you know, and especially our federation now, you know, having equality and equal pay is just incredible. We're leading the way in a lot of ways, both in the federation and in Australia. So it's really exciting to kind of see it all come together in a sporting event.
Well, Lydia, credit to you and the Matildas and to Australia. You beauty, thanks so much for talking to us.
No worries. Thank you.